Welcome back to Prime Your Midlife. Today I'm going to talk about age and perhaps the stigmatism that is associated with age and particularly getting older. And there's a phrase that says you're only as old as you feel. And I think that's absolutely right, but society has a habit or has a norm of labeling us as we get older as perhaps being of lesser potential. We use words like retirement, having a senior moment, being a pensioner, or even an old age pensioner, being senior citizens, and even to the extent that self-checkouts in supermarkets aren't designed for those that are perhaps hard of hearing or the buttons are too small. And it struck me when I was listening to Ricky Gervais in his stand-up comedy routine on Netflix over Christmas. And he talked about being middle-aged, age 62. And then when you actually dig into the detail of that online, he was absolutely trolled and persecuted for suggesting that he could consider himself middle-aged, age 62. With many suggesting, well, does that mean you're going to think you're going to live till you're 124? But isn't that the problem? That Ricky, as far as he's concerned, feels great, 62, and he's going to position himself as middle-aged. But society isn't ready for that. And actually, they might constitute middle-age as 40 or 50. But if really it's up to you, and that's the whole thing about everything to do with life. It's how you position everything and anything that will determine an outcome. For me personally, I'm 54. I'm positive, optimistic, energetic, and I'm proud about the fact that I can still actively enjoy things. Only next month, I'm taking part in the Barcelona Half Marathon. My age and apparently my biological age are in two different places in that I am officially younger than my years. But society means that an 84-year-old is destined for something that is based on statistical average. When in fact, one 84-year-old could be active and wild swimming and running and walking, and another one could be literally staring down their last years in a care home. And my challenge to you today is to challenge yourself with how you think about your age. And I'll just bring in three studies to help support this, to say the way that we think or the way that we talk to ourselves can actually influence our health outcomes. Recently, there was a study in February 2022 with 14,000 adults and their age 50 plus. And over that 4-year period, those with the highest satisfaction had a 43% lower potential of dying. And also those who were content with their age and were happy with it had a lower risk of diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and stroke. And because they were aligned to their feeling of being happy with their age and actually feeling young, they were less lonely, less depressed, more physically active, and slept better. And we can also go back to the counterclockwise study. This was a study done in the late 70s. 8 men were put in to a house in New Hampshire. And everything in that house that they saw, even though they were in their 70s, depicted a time when they were in their 20s. The same TV programs, newspapers, and things that they would have been consuming or enjoying or talking about in their 20s. And in that time that they spent in that house, looking at things 50 years their junior, they were brighter, they sat taller, and their sight and their hearing improved. So are we conditioning ourselves to how we think we should feel as we get older, or actually how we really do feel? And this was also underpinned by another professor, Dr. Becca Levy, a Yale professor. She suggested that the way we think about age can almost add 8 years to our lifespan. And she invited older adults to her Yale lab. And those who were given negative messages about age, they walked slower, they showed worse balance, and generally depicted symptoms or conditioning of somebody that was older than their years, simply by giving words, messaging, and labels that made them feel as they had to slow down. So what about you? Are you being conditioned by stereotype? Your doctor treat you differently. Perhaps people in a queue or in a restaurant might talk louder to you because they see you more senior in your years. Well, it's up to you whether or not you want to lean into that message or ignore it. And in the research that I did for this podcast, there were some messaging strategies as to how you could live a longer life simply by doing things that kept you younger. One of the first strategies was to reduce your anxiety. Reduce anxiety about life, about threat or fear, and the way that you consume perhaps the news. And a methodology that I use for that is journaling, everyday journaling about my thoughts. And I transfer that thought from the amygdala to my frontal cortex, and it no longer becomes part of my fight or flight mechanism and just becomes a more logical thought. The second strategy that was talked about was to have a great sense of purpose. Perhaps leaning in to learn a new language, a skill, a hobby that used to bring you joy, or an activity that just makes you feel vibrant and full of energy. You have to have a reason to get up in the morning and a sense of excitement around the things that you are about to do or that you're looking forward to doing. When life becomes a treadmill of the mundane and the routine, this is when we begin to really feel our age. And as part of this, it's important to socialize. As men and women get older, generally speaking, women have more friends than their male counterparts. And that's often why, if the man goes first, the lady has a longer life. But if the lady goes first, the widower tends to not survive as long. Because they've got less social contact. They're more dependent on their partner for company. So if you are a man listening to this, maybe you're only in your 30s, 40s, or 50s, be really acutely aware of how much you socialize and who's in your network. Tip number four is to continue to challenge yourself. And I think a great example of this is also a Netflix series that I saw, which was Naiad, which depicts the story of Diana Naiad, who originally was a swimmer, a long-distance swimmer. At age 28, she tried to swim from Cuba to Florida. An epic open water journey. Not just the distance, but also the currents, the jellyfish, sharks, and many other problems along the way. And in her 28th year, she failed. However, age 60, she thought, well, why not? Why not try again? And I'll spoil the film for you, I guess, if I tell you the outcome. But of course, she prevailed. But she prevailed after failing miserably three times in her 60s. And age 63, she managed that epic journey to swim single-handedly in open ocean from one shore to the other, Cuba to Florida. And even in that moment of adversity, she got out the other side and had the lucid thoughts to be able to say messages to the waiting reporters and crowd. One was, we should never give up. And the second was, you're never too old to chase your dreams. And therefore, tip number four is to challenge yourself. What have you got in your diary, your calendar, or your year ahead that's going to challenge you, going to take you out of your comfort zone to test your seniority? And if there's nothing in, what can you get in? Tip number five is to volunteer. Volunteering for others, it creates that chemical of kindness, of oxytocin, where you're giving benefit and a sense of purpose and community to others. And by volunteering, it brings you a sense of youthfulness. Message number six is just to face into the labeling that might be associated with your years and reject it. The fact that we even are talking about midlife and crisis suggests that there's labeling proportion to our years. Well, perhaps you just might want to put some fingers up to that labeling of where you are in your life and just carry on regardless. And the final one for me today is just to try to interact with more young people. People who have got the get up and go, who have excitement and challenge and adventure baked into their daily lives and their weeks and their years ahead. Because those people will keep you young simply because they are chasing their own young dreams. That's my message for today. Remember, I'm always the same. We have one life. So love life, living life. And don't be saddled by the expectations of others about what you can or can't achieve just because of your date of birth.